I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 16th. Today in 1937, Pat Brady replaces Roy Rogers in the Sons of the Pioneers just 3 days after Roy left the group for a career in Hollywood. Today in 1948, the Big D Jamboree radio show debuts on KRLD Radio in Dallas, Texas. The program launches the career of Ray Price, and exactly 3 years to the day in 1951, Ray Price records the first version of the Hank Williams song Weary Blues from Waitin' at Dallas's Jim Beck Studio. Hank's recording becomes one of several posthumous hits. Today in 1961, Decca Records releases Crazy by Patsy Cline. The ballad, composed by Willie Nelson, reached number 2 on the Billboard Country Singles chart and charted for a total of 21 weeks. Willie originally wrote the song for country singer Billy Walker, but Walker turned down the opportunity to record it. Today in 1972, Loretta Lynn shatters another glass ceiling and becomes the first woman to win the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award at the 6th Annual CMAs. She also earns a CMA for Female Vocalist of the Year and wins Vocal Duo of the Year with Conway Twitty. Today in 1982, Dolly Parton's newly recorded version of I Will Always Love You reaches the top of the Billboard Country Singles chart for a second time. Dolly's new version was part of the soundtrack to Dolly's movie, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Today in 1992, Lynn Anderson starts a 2-day jail sentence in Nashville for cursing at her children during a court-ordered visit in the middle of a custody battle with ex-husband Harold Stream. The TV show Smallville debuted on the WB network on this date in 2001 with country singer-songwriter John Schneider playing Jonathan Kent, the father of future Superman Clark Kent. We're remembering the birthday today of Marjorie Mazia, born today in 1917 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Marjorie becomes the second wife of singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie. She encourages Woody to work on his craft, which leads to his membership in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. I don't want to imagine a world without Woody Guthrie songs. And we're also remembering the birthday of Henry Rolland Hobbs, born today in 1919 in Kern County, California. Henry was an early pioneer of the Bakersfield sound, and using the stage name Bud Hobbs, scored several hits in 1948 and 1949. And that's what happened today in country music history for October 16th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and Google. And follow us on social media at TICMH Podcasts.